What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Dave Brooks, Adam Ronan.
Well, technically, Dave Brooks.
You just fucking...
What's
fucking
up, guys?
Yeah, he's joined in.
We couldn't not have him on.
You could have.
Back in the kitchen.
We probably should have.
Get back in the kitchen.
That'll fucking learn ya.
Thanks for coming on.
I'll be in and out whilst I'm cooking, so...
Yeah. Of course you will. Doing a new roast.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's what we love to hear.
Oh, well, you just missed out on Dave's fucking... Dave's getting a job as a sound engineer now, so fucking... He just tried to choke a microphone out. Fucking...
What?
He nearly went Kyle Legacy and just ripped the cable.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, just ripped the cunt out. Yeah. You would have been good with Barbie dolls back in the day, I suppose. Wouldn't you?
It's not the first thing he's ripped the top off this morning, that's for sure.
Thanks, guys. Great to be here.
So, yeah, rough week to be a security guard in Bondi.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know any security guards got fucked up. I think it was just the general shoppers.
I don't know.
We got a special on blood loss.
What was the security guard doing?
Fuck all, as per usual.
Yeah.
The guy was probably out of breath getting out of his chair on the, CCTV. You
it's
know.
Interesting to hear though a cop shot somebody and their hero. So that's, we're not in America. Usually it's just a cop shot somebody and...
Yeah, it was a chick. Yeah. It was a good-looking blonde chick that, like, shot the guy. So, yeah. You know.
Oh, okay.
Hero.
Yeah.
She's a hero.
Not the hero we asked for, but the hero we needed.
Yeah. You know what? I'm such a fucking piece of shit.
We've always said that.
Yeah,
and
well,
we always
true.
Will. And now we're back down to fucking fuck all.
Somewhere
probably
in between.
This.
What are you doing?
You're putting a pad on there.
How's that?
That's worse. How about? No,
if only we had the technology to live sound check.
I'm just buying a phones. Fucking roadcast.
All right, welcome back to How to Not Comedy.
I just leave all of that shit in.
Oh, yeah.
For the listener.
For the listener.
Yeah, you've got to peek behind the curtain.
It's going to be the best part of the podcast, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well, you haven't started speaking yet, so yeah.
Dave and I trained this morning. Fucking getting into it.
Bit of wrestling?
Bit of fighting around the world.
Yeah.
How did that go? Did you get your ass kicked?
No, we're not actually sparring or anything like that. That would be bad.
No,
what
got,
did you do then?
Dave would fuck me up.
He's got a good left hook. Seriously.
Yeah.
He can throw when he wants to, you know. Stop him fucking talking.
Got a lot of weight behind it.
Yeah.
That's my problem. Yeah. It's too much weight behind it.
Yeah.
Keep over balance, and I've got balance issues at the moment. But I'm getting there.
And you've got one ear.
Yeah,
that, so that probably doesn't help the balance.
No.
Oh, really? You've got one ear messed up, have you?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't. Yeah, I'm fucked.
Well, we know that, mate. But
he's got
know.
One ear, the other ear, and the head. It's all fucked up. Yeah. So, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, deaf people are more likely to be autistic.
Actually, this condition that I've got has higher rates in autistic people. So, yeah, just another little thing.
More evidence.
More evidence
for the case we're building.
Yeah.
There goes the fucking mower.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's a Sunday morning suburbia podcast, this one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they had that fucking... Had to do their fucking shit at the club, so we couldn't use it this morning.
Oh, no,
yeah,
they had to do
yes
fucking
and.
Improv.
Yes and.
Improv.
God.
Yeah. How'd your improv go last week?
It was interesting, yeah.
He's trying to be political.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. Well, yeah, there's someone, and you know what? It's like I arrived, you know, fashionably late because, you know, I don't know.
We were talking in the car park.
Something. Yeah, exactly. And so it was fun. I got to admit, it was interesting. I mean, but it's not. It's not really my kind of thing. Some of the stuff that
did
was,
you
that
go
we're
and
doing.
Join the improv class?
I did. Yeah, yeah I did.
It's hard to join in on that when it's already started too. Because they're like mid retardation, and you have to match that energy.
I was going
to
say normally that's not a problem for me. Yeah. You know, I just wander in. I'm like, hey, what's going on, boys?
Like, they start out, they do a lot of silly shit, to like kick it off.
Yeah,
they'll be like, let's all shake it out. Let's all fucking look at each other in the eyes and do a silly dance.
Yeah,
let's all jump around like kangaroos, and then you got to come in the middle of that and just be like, yeah, I'm a kangaroo. Like, what the fuck are we doing? How does this help my comedy at all? It doesn't.
I need whatever help I can get.
It all helps. It all helps. That wouldn't directly translate to comedy. Like, it wouldn't make you better.
Kind of help with acting because acting's like you have to get into whatever character you're playing. But
yeah,
never have I ever seen any of the shit that they do in improv actually on the screen.
No.
It's just to get you to be comfortable, which is fine. But fuck that.
It's just another way of bombing.
Yeah.
What made me more comfortable with improv is actually if I'm teaching, and then I'll try something out, something will come to me that I think, oh, that could be funny, or you'll play with something. That's been far more useful than anything I've done in the improv class.
Yeah.
You know.
To me, improv is like, you know how you have that filter where you're like, oh, I won't say that, I'll look like an idiot. The training of improv is to get you over that fear so that you'll look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So I don't do improv.
Yeah. It's great for autistic people because we don't have that filter anyway.
Yeah. I already look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. You, it's definitely worth trying, but it's like going to a karate school if you want to learn how to fight. It's better than nothing, but it's not the most efficient thing you can do.
Yeah, go to the gun shop instead. Much better. Yeah,
exactly.
This is
or just bring a knife to a shopping centre.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah. That'll fucking learn that baby.
Oh, yeah. Baby survived.
Oh, the kid survived?
Yeah.
And you have a sick scar. Chicks dig scars. It's awesome. Lucky little kid.
I wonder if you're too young to process that fucking trauma.
9 months? It's not making memories yet. It'll be right.
Didn't the mum die?
Yeah.
That's fucked. Oh,
well, that'll learn her.
She probably... Welcome to How to Not Comedy.
Yeah, that's fucked. That is fucked up.
It's fucked horrible.
Up, fucked up that the baby was tougher than the mum.
Yeah.
What a weak mum. What a Spartan child that kid's going to grow up to be.
That baby's not getting thrown off the cliff. That baby's,
yeah, future SAS.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I got stabbed as a baby and survived. That'd be a cool t-shirt.
Stabbed as a baby.
Yeah, but survived. You know the I survived t-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I survived Bondi Shopping Centre.
I survived the coat hanger at all?
Probably.
It's got a good head bob.
I went to Westfield and all I got was this lousy stabbing.
It only happened yesterday.
Too soon. We should have podcasters unite right now.
Yeah,
we'll just name the episode that. I went to Westfield and all I got was this lousy stabbing. And then just put it out. Wait for the hate.
Oh, dude. If we clip that.
I suppose that, you know, your big thing is, you know, hopefully nuclear war will kick off soon so you won't get cancelled. You know, it's like you need something worse to come along that's going to
nuclear
actually...
Nuclear war will kick off and you won't get cancer.
I'm waiting for it. I'd welcome that shit.
Yeah. I hope the nuke hits my house. I hope I turn to Tanya and go, what's that sound? And then everything just fades to black.
No, I want it to hit your neighbour's boat so all the last thing you hear is, oh, I'm a fucking boat.
I'm a fucking boat. Yeah, dude. If a nuke hits Sydney, the blast will rip the skin off our faces in Newcastle.
Mm. Good to know.
Well,
yeah.
What if you're looking in the other direction?
Yeah.
What if you're looking in the other direction?
Oh, fuck.
What if we're looking north, you know?
Isn't it you just hide underneath your school table? That's what they teach you, isn't it?
That's what they teach you, yeah.
Come up out of your school table of Newcastle's disappearing, like, fuck, that's some good school table.
Yeah, that was back when bombs were kilotons or whatever. Yeah, they're megatons. you're fucked.
Yeah, but also like the chair or the table technology has improved since the it's gone like an arms race between nuclear weapons and school tables.
They don't build shit like they used to.
Yeah.
It's probably worse.
Yeah, it's that Chinese shit.
It was like tubular steel and shit back in the day. Now it's like plastic. You just melt onto your fucking head.
Well, that'll give you a nice little covering to protect your face from getting ripped off, won't it?
I was going to say, your table's not plastic. There's two tables here, and they're both made of fucking wood.
Oh, that's dubious about that one over there.
Chipboard shit.
This one. Fucking solid, mate.
This place might be all right. This would add lead paint, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Lead paint and asbestos will be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that episode of The Simpsons. Homer survives the nuclear holocaust because the house was covered in so many layers of lead paint.
Good chat.
Yeah. You haven't seen that episode?
Yeah. I've seen it, yeah. Good Simpsons
Everybody's
reference.
Fucking seen it, mate.
Yeah.
Just like that show, you know, the Simpsons? Yeah.
The Simpsons. Yeah, I've heard of that.
You
yeah,
know that
yeah,
episode
yeah, yeah.
of The Simpsons where they make reference to another episode in The Simpsons? It's my favourite.
All right, welcome back to How Did My Comedy.
Did you hear Shaq can't go around gorillas at zoos? Because the gorillas think he's going to steal their women.
Yeah, they're racist.
Yeah, gorillas are racist.
Is that actually a thing?
Gorillas don't like Shaq. They're scared of him.
Yeah.
Well, they want to fight him, don't they?
They want to fight him, yeah.
All right, and they'd beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he thinks they're coming for their women.
Well, hang on, he thinks they're...
Gorillas think he's coming for
I don't think that Shaq like looked up Tinder and was like, yeah, I'm going to swipe on the fucking zoo.
Just to fight all the fucking gorillas. I'm looking at my missus.
I went to the zoo and all I got was this lousy fight with a gorilla.
Yeah.
I went to the zoo and got cucked by a gorilla.
Imagine having to fight a gorilla.
Well, what's next after fucking Mike Tyson and fucking, what is it, Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
Are you comparing Mike Tyson to a gorilla?
No. I'm just going to say what's next in the fucking
show. Because it sounded like, yeah, that's true. Who you got for that one, Dave?
Well, I thought that Mike looked really sharp on the pads when I saw a video of him hitting pads. You know, it's like you look at most 50-year-olds, you know, they've got to, like, you get off the Zimmer frame and then, like, try and swing at something. And, you know, he looked good, man. Like, all those steroids and blooming stem cells, they work. Like, he looks sharp. I mean, Jake Paul, he looks fast and athletic, but he didn't, like, the way that Mike was hitting those pads was... It looked different, man. It's like, you know, he looks like an amateur boxer, Jake Paul does, and Mike Tyson looked strangely like...
Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson, yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, you know...
One of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, and so it's like, you know, if he can, in my opinion, Mike can do it. Like, I don't know whether he will, but...
It's just whether or not it's rigged or not, I suppose.
When's it on?
It can't be that far away. I mean, they announced it, so it's got to be less than a month.
Yeah, like, it's on Netflix or something.
Camp. He's in active camp.
Oh right. Camp. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's in camp, so it's like it can't be. And he's been in camp 2 weeks now, so it's got to be like a month away maximum. You know, it's. I'll definitely illegally try and stream that shit. You know, I'll watch
it's
it on
Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think so.
You've still got to pay for it, don't you? It's a pay per view, isn't it?
I'd imagine it would be.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've got my mother's Netflix. Maybe I can get her to pay for it. Yeah. But, yeah.
Pay $60 so I can watch it.
No, she will.
Yeah. Netflix at the club it is.
Hopefully UFC moves to Netflix as well instead of fucking KO Sports.
Yeah, it's a bit shit, KO. It's
fucking dog shit, man. Every time I buy their pay-per-views, there's issues.
Stop buying them.
Yeah, I know, but I want
to illegally stream it.
They're pretty.
It's worse. It's worse. It's worse in the illegal streams because they're fucking slow and.
Yeah, but the comment sections are fucking awesome.
Yeah, the comment section. Every time a black fighter walks out, it's just monkeys. Like they're fucked, dude. There is no chill in the pirate streams.
Nope.
Well, who's going to moderate them?
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. Exactly. No
Come
one's
on, guys,
moderate.
I'll kick you off this fucking illegal stream.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. I don't think the UFC should be $60. I think it should be more like 20 or 30.
Is it $60 to stream it?
Yeah, anything
pay per view,
boxing or UFC.
Yeah, but you know, $60. Come on, dude. Someone's got to pay for Dana White's 5 Ferraris and his 3 mistresses and things like that that he's got like over the world, all over the world. You know,
allegedly. It's
like
it's, well, you reckon Dana White's actually fucking multiple women?
Of course he is. I knew there's a girl that I used to train, and she told me that she knew one of the girls that he allegedly had in Dubai, and he'd like paid for the girl to live out there, and the deal was whenever he was in town, you know, then they'd meet up and you know.
No, we don't. What?
What is sex?
What? I didn't realize. I didn't realize I was going to be talking to a group of 12-year-olds on there.
Yeah, usually the police are around when you're doing that.
Yeah, I feel like more people would buy it if it was $20.
I thought you were going to say more people would buy it if he was faithful to his wife, but you know, the video of him slapping the shit out of her was pretty out there.
I mean. She started it.
No, but he backhanded her in public, and you're like,
but she hit him first.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
that's a quality.
It's like,
and he's a trendsetter too. He's the first person to put women's fights on.
I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying I agree with it, but I am saying fuck around and find out.
Like, oh no, she found out. She found out.
Yeah, yeah. It was just rough that Dana White's like, he's been out publicly, being like, you should never hit a woman. Never ever hit a woman, and then he's going to be like, yeah, I hit a woman.
Yeah, and sorry. I mean, it was probably the first time he's ever done it in public. Probably. Normally he does it in private, you know. And
I don't know.
You know how people come out and they debut their relationship in front of everybody? Yeah. That was
the first intergender fight in UFC history was Dana White and his wife.
First time I ever got beat up. No, second time I ever got beat up was this chick. Because it was exactly that. I was like, oh, you're not supposed to hit chicks. So she just took advantage of that, fucking just punched me in the guts, winded me, got me on the ground, and just kicked the fucking shit out of me.
But you had the moral victory, dude, because you didn't fight back.
Yeah, I had two of those moral victories. And then on the third time, I punched her in the face.
Same person?
I was like, hey. Yeah, I was like, hey.
Or was it just some unassuming chick that was walking past?
It was my teacher.
My wife. It was before he came to the pod.
Well, that's why you were a bit sweaty, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's why I'm learning to fight. Yeah.
That was the training. That was the training that we were doing, you know.
Yeah. It was all backhands. Yeah.
What, you just put on a wig or something and be like...
Yeah, I identified as Davina for the...
Yeah. He's like, you haven't got enough power behind your punches. Here, wait a second. Let me put this wig on.
You can feel it rising up, can you?
Yeah, that boy can punch, I'll tell you. You know, and it went through the roof then. Being a misogynist. Yeah, nice one, buddy.
Yeah, that'll fucking learn us. I said a really misogynistic joke a couple of weeks ago, and it fucking bombed. And I had to just, like, double down on the crowd. To be like, what? What, is that where we fucking draw the line? Is that where we draw the line? Misogyny. All right, fair enough.
What'd you say?
It was a joke about, like, women getting replaced by robots.
Yeah, that's not misogynistic.
No,
accurate.
But I was like, they're
that's just a fact.
Jobs. They're going to start cooking dinners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was along those lines.
Right.
Yeah. Was it robots or fuck dolls?
The joke turns into fuck dolls.
Yeah.
That's what it turns into. I haven't done that. I've been working on this fucking autism bit because I'm a hack.
I thought you were going to say I've been working on this autism.
To try and
stop the sentence right there.
Yeah. Working on my autism. Got a new helmet. Some earmuffs.
I'm currently at the front of Woolies participating for a quiet 2 hours.
Yeah, dude. You go to that thing. You go to the Woolies quiet hour and you're like, this is great.
No, it's fucked. It's just kind of like now you're here with all your thoughts and just... the sounds of shopping trolleys that don't work properly.
Yeah, but There's way less people.
What's this?
Autism hour.
There's an autism hour.
Yeah, it's not technically called that.
In Woolies.
Yeah, what did it's you a miss quiet the hour. Memo?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like fantastic to me.
It is. It's good. There's no old people around. So they're not in your way.
Yeah, it's 1 hour a week. Nicki Minaj is blaring out and all of a sudden it just goes quiet and the lights dim just a fraction. And then all of a sudden all these day walkers come out. And fucking Mitch comes in with his fucking army behind him and off they go.
Yeah.
As Dan Rath says, to go and buy a prime number of items.
Yeah, straight to the chicken nugget section.
Well, must have missed the memo.
Yeah. Yeah, I could just imagine it. I've never seen it in person, but
yeah, I got it one day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck's... Oh, all right, it's quiet out. All right, fair enough.
What happens when one starts spurging out in a chair?
They all do. It's like a domino effect.
Chain reaction?
Yeah, yeah. You set one off, they all go off. It's like a fucking neighborhood full of dogs.
Car alarms.
Yeah. 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 That's when you get the spray bottle out and you squirt one. Yeah. They
like
run away.
Like in a zombie movie when one person makes a noise and then all the zombies react.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever gone through like with a whistle through the quiet hour and just fucking, you know?
No.
Just going, I'm taking, I can't, political correctness gone fucking mad. I'm going to take back this quiet hour for us fucking battlers with our seven homes.
If anyone yells at you, just say you're gay.
Yeah. Is that what works for you?
That was what. No, well, yeah, obviously, yeah. But, you know, but that was the whole thing, like when all the pride marches in London were on and everything. Mm. You know, it's like you'd have people walking around with these really fucking loud whistles, and that was all they'd be doing. They'd just be blowing these damn whistles. Oh, so it's like that was a.
That's what gay people do. They blow whistles. They suck penis.
Ah, yep. That was good.
I liked how you set that up, actually.
All right, welcome back to How Not Comedy.
It's over for me.
We're certainly living up to the title of the fucking podcast today, you guys. Yeah. All you listeners out there still listening. Yeah.
So the dynamic's fucked up that yous aren't sitting next to each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yous usually feed off each other and now I'm just in the way. So.
Yeah, you just fucking ruined it.
Not
for
much to
way.
Feed off, though.
Well, on your side, there is.
Yeah. Usually I've got more to talk about.
Well, we did the fucking show bits on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what we needed to talk about, is our sets through the week and stuff. Dave fucking had a cracker. Your poem fucking landed really well. I should have wrote better jokes for afterwards.
Yeah, yours... Yeah, I don't know whether it was the horse mask.
Yeah, it was too wordy.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen because I finished it and I expected to get roasted, you know, like mercilessly for, you know, for like saying something like that in front of the delegation of the RSPCA. And then suddenly, and I was like, oh, what the fuck, am I going to get slimed or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, your poem was good. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was getting a good reaction from the crowd. Yeah. So it was hard to roast you.
That was the problem. I was like, you did really well. And I was like, fuck. I was hoping for some level of unlikability here. Nah.
You should have just fought Dave.
I should have.
You should have just tried to wrestle him.
Yeah.
Just to run out and get him kicked. That's the only way you could have saved
Dave.
I just saw the alpaca and I saw red and it's like bang.
Yeah. I had a couple of my punchlines land, but yeah, they definitely weren't as. It wasn't as good as your poem, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are. I was getting asked to write roast jokes for them about you.
Oh, right. Okay. You've probably got quite a lot of material.
Man. No, no, really.
I had nothing.
Yeah. The only one I got, useless. I gave to you and used it to open your set. So fucking
The only one I had was Dave looks like every other white bald man except slightly more retarded. That got a bit of a chuckle. And then
they saw me. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Now we get it. Now we fucking get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the bit at the end, which was, no matter how many fights we had, what yada yada yada, Dave didn't get to fuck one single go. And then that got a laugh. I was like, all right, sweet, we're done.
Still wish you got kicked in the head.
Yeah, me too.
Or did the rap thing that you were gonna do?
Yeah, I had what I was gonna do is I was going to do like an impromptu battle rap.
Oh yeah, you'd have smashed me on that, as you know.
Well, I had to get AI to write it because I'm terrible at fucking. Turns out, like, you've actually got to practice writing poems to be good. So I had like a full battle rap ready for you.
Yeah, here we go. Let's hear it.
I haven't. It's on my computer.
It's so bad.
It was awful.
I didn't want to tell him how bad it was because I didn't want him to not do it.
I knew how bad it was.
Yeah, so I was just like, yeah, that's awful. Sick, man. You should do it.
Yeah, it was awful.
Just kept encouraging.
That would have been pretty funny to bomb in your own fucking show. That would have.
Wouldn't be the first time this fortnight that's happened. I fucking ate it big time 2 weeks before that at the Is This Something. Just fucking, yeah, bomb my dick off.
Oh,
that was a great intro to the show, that one.
Yeah.
I want to mention something that happened a couple of weeks ago now, and it was so funny because I just really badly handled these hecklers. Do you remember at the Stag the other day?
Yeah.
And it was so funny. Hell. I walked off stage and I was just like, I hope they follow me out. I was like, I've been waiting for this kind of thing. And as I walked up past Ethan, he just looked at me and went, "You fucking idiot!" it was like you want to know how not to handle hecklers? It's like, you know, the first couple of put downs went quite well, and then it degenerated into me basically saying, I'll be outside for you, motherfucker. You know, like, it was like, and this was to the chick as well. I was like, there's a well balanced human being. You're hoping to get fucked over the bins outside the back of the outside the back of the pub, and it was, and the rest of the audience was getting awkward because it was like, oh shit, this is serious.
Rape had been threatened.
Yeah. That generally doesn't work on your likability scale when you're threatened to rape somebody in the audience.
Trust me, the bar was not high anyway for me, and it really got lowered there. But that was handling hecklers. That was like, I was like, oh god.
Ethan sent me a message. He's like, fucking Dave. He fucking had this crazy interaction with a heckler, and then just left so that I had to fucking follow.
Like, Dave just left the building.
Yeah,
he was waiting out by the bins.
In your defense, though, I do know who the chick is that you were talking to, and she is fucking crazy. So, don't rape her, but
still don't rape her.
No, hang on, wait a minute. Let's just get something clear here. There were when I wasn't going to be the one that was going to be involved in a sexual interaction. There were these two guys. Because there's rape that was getting. I think it was going to be consensual sex. Actually,
being thrown around, but you're threatened to do things to people outside of the pub by the bins. We can only assume what that would be, Dave. Yeah.
I was going to help them clear up the fucking area. You see the amount of rubbish there was around there, you know.
You want to go dumpster diving with me?
Yeah.
Hope that's not a euphemism for something else, dude. Yeah. But
there's certain things that you say on stage, and no matter how you say it, people will be like, that person's... Like when Steve talks about other shit and then he just mentions like pedophilia and everyone's like, okay, you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
I don't care what you've said. You just look like that. And people are half in and out, half listening, and then they just hear fucking kids. And they're like, what? What did he say about fucking kids? This guy fucks kids?
Yeah.
I don't listen to the context at all.
He does look like the kind of guy that's disappointed when the police turn up instead of a 14-year-old girl, though, so.
Yeah, Steve's the type of guy that would probably, like, bait pedophiles into coming around his house.
Yeah, he would. The one about how he was ringing up the Church of Scientology asking for David Miscavige, his wife, or Shelley or something. Oh, where's Shelley or something? I need to speak to Shelley.
Unhinged behaviour.
Oh. It's so funny, dude. It's like, I'll see people come through in comedy and like Steve, and I'm like, yes, we need more of that. We need more of that. We don't need good comedians. We just need crazy people. That's how you build a scene.
Who's the guy that was? Is it Big Jim?
Jim.
I haven't seen him recently. Like I saw him.
He drops in and out of the scene.
Yeah,
but he's amazing. He either kills. It's either like everybody.
No, he always kills. It just depends whether it's the room or the mood. Fucking.
But it's like I've seen him kill before, and then he's gone up, and he just like he's bombed worse than me and Lismore. It's like.
I've never seen
because the crowd gets it, if they get what it is, then he'll destroy every time. But if he gets up and the MC doesn't explain to people what it is, or like introduce him in a way that's going to make you realize that he's doing a character.
Right.
They don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you're in for a treat. This guy's a real character. Like, that's how you bring him up. Like,
right.
Yeah. But if
so basically that in that instance with that chick, you know, when like, you know, as everyone said, I apparently threatened to drag her out round the back of the bins of the pub. That should have been said in character rather than classy,
yeah.
Guys. Yeah.
If you'd have done it with a smile, it probably would have worked.
Big Jim was telling me a story one time. He was on Beaumont Street playing his tambourine, as he does.
Yep.
And he heard these like two women talking. Overheard them, and they're like, "Oh, something comedy club, that guy," and he was just like, "Oh yeah, hey, I'm Big Jim from the comedy club," and one of them screamed, and then they got in their car and locked the doors. He goes up to the window and he's like, "What's going on?" And they're like, "Oh fuck," just peeled out of there. They were terrified of him.
You might as well have doubled down then and be like, "Fucking ladies, how's it going?"
Stood in front of the car and done a little dance. Oh, after the day after the poem, I was walking to training, and it's literally a 2-minute walk, and this like 4x4 like stops in the middle of the street, and a guy just like leans out and goes, "Hey, funny cunt!" Like, oh, like then, you know, like me, or, you know, and he's like, "Yeah, the guy with the alpaca, fucking love it, mate." And there's two cars behind him, bam, bam. He's like, "Fuck off!" And he's like, "Love your shit, mate," and then took off again. That was it.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
I was like,
that was a stolen car.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably found out he wasn't actually talking to me at all. But anyway, he was
just a weird coincidence.
Yeah, because people often yell out the alpaca bloke out of the window.
Yeah, funny guy. Yeah, it could have been anybody, but the alpaca dude. Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty specific. That was funny guy. Yeah, maybe. But haven't done that story on stage in ages. So I wonder where he heard it.
Well, yeah, he would have heard it the night before at the. Show us your bits.
Oh, it was that.
Yeah, it was. It recent. Was. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it wasn't clear. It was
Sorry.
Yeah, it was.
My bad.
The annoying thing is that if ever I tell people about that, it's like gets huge laughs, and I've tried it on stage so many times.
You'll get
and
there. You've got to work on smiling and not threatening rape into the story. Might work.
Yeah, actually, I think it was more your delivery than the content itself. If you. Recently, you've started learning how to have fun on stage. If you deliver the story like you're having fun.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I hate having
Nobody
fun.
Nobody has fun when you're on stage. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Best of all, the poor audience, you know.
Yeah.
Well, as you said, have fun. Yeah. Have fun on stage.
That's the biggest thing. If you're not delivering a eulogy, you usually do okay.
My own eulogy. Yeah. Yeah. How I died on stage.
Yeah, it's a live-action eulogy.
Otherwise known as suicide.
That wouldn't be bad for Show Us Your Bits. Have you done that yet, or is that what the poem was? Or?
Yeah, that was the poem. Yeah.
The live-action eulogy.
Yeah, your live-action eulogy.
No, yeah, you did one. You did a eulogy, didn't you, one time?
That was the one I read at my dad's funeral. Yeah. Yeah. And then I got those.
You eat eggs afterwards.
Oh, that was so. I'm terrible with names. Who's the guy that won the Newcastle Roar? What was his name? No. The one he won the last
Leo.
One. Leo. Leo, yeah. And he was at the Show Us Your Bits. Oh, and he saw me and he said, "So you're doing your egg eating joke again?" And he was serious. He thought my joke was trying to eat like 4 eggs in a minute. And I was like, "No, you fucking moron." It was so funny. He didn't realize that was a challenge. And I was like, he thought that was my bit. My bit is I go on stage and I was like, eat eggs. And I was like,
fucking Eggy Brooks.
Like, yeah, exactly. Are you doing that again? And I was like, no. Yeah.
I was like, should have said yes. I'm going to try and beat my record.
I didn't even manage to get.
I'm going for 5.
You could do 25 on a Tuesday night by that. 25 eggs in 5 minutes.
Well, that would be 5 eggs a minute.
Yeah,
I couldn't even do. I couldn't even get 4 down because these freaking clowns were making me laugh so much. They were like, it was just like.
Yeah, because you did the eulogy, and then Luke was like, "Imagine if he ate the eggs at the funeral."
Well, you could do 3 eggs a minute for 5 minutes. That's Tuesday night. That's a pretty good show.
That's a pretty good show.
15 eggs.
Yeah, 15.
How many eggs do you reckon you could do, Ryan?
Not four in a minute, definitely.
Yeah.
Amateur.
The two men with the heads advice? Like eggs have an egg off. Yeah. That'll be the next show. Battle of the eggs.
Instead of a fucking roast, it's a boiled egg.
Two eggs, eaten eggs.
You're going to have to start training.
Get in training
camp. We should do that. Just get every bald comic in Newcastle into an egg eating competition.
Yeah, Broden could shave his head, I suppose.
Broden, I reckon Broden, Liam.
Broden would go good on the eggs.
Yeah.
Liam could probably swallow, so he might be able to fucking chew. Yeah, he wouldn't need to
chew. Reverse fucking...
But if that's going to be the case, then we're going to have to get a bucket of lard for you.
Yeah, get me...
Well, you and Broden could do a KFC eating challenge.
Yeah, ooh, I still want to see that.
That'd be good for the next show.
Boneless have wings?
Just do like a Zinger Box challenge and you've both got to...
get through the Zinger Box?
Yeah.
I'd love to savour the Zinger Box, though.
Yeah, it's a fucking competition for one Zinger Box. You can...
You can do that in your own time, dickhead. You know,
like. Look, if you win, I'll buy you a Zinger Box, and you can save for it.
I still want to see that thing where, like, you go up and you deliberately do a joke that bombs, and then when everyone's wallowing in the bomb, you just pull a fucking leg out of your pocket.
Yeah, it's a piece of chicken.
Someone said that to me. They said when you're bombing, they said just pull an egg out and just start eating it.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, exactly. You were saying that. You were saying, you know, it'd be a good thing for your act, Dave. You know, when you're bombing, you know, get people back on side. You know, this guy's so at ease. He's eating a boiled egg.
Yeah, offer one to the people in the front row. An egg.
Yeah, it's just been in my pocket. What could possibly go?
Yeah. Pull the fluff off it.
All right. Well, do you want to take a break?
No. Let's power through.
Let's have a
break. Actually, I do need a drink. I'm a little bit parched.
I think we're out of durries. I've been smoking all your durries.
I factored that into the day's equation, and I have bought more.
You're a fucking legend.
So that means somebody...
How to not durry.
So does that mean someone went shopping? Is that the...
Better. Some things are better left unsaid, and that's one of them. Welcome back to How to Not Follow People on fucking social media.
So, Eddie had a shocker last night.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Eddie. Fuck you, Eddie.
Yeah, we'll have to get her on to talk about it, but...
Oh, why? Everyone just gets shits on me all the time. I'm on once every 6 months.
You have to bomb more effectively, mate, next time. Yeah, you
more upset about the fact that Eddie fucking cock-blocked me pretty hard last night. So, there's this girl that comes to the open mic, and I've hung out with her one time. We went for a walk together and she hits me up after work. She's like, what are you up to tonight? It's like, oh, I'm working at the club, but you can come in. I'll get you in, buy you a drink, got her a drink. Then she's standing next to Eddie because Eddie's like the only person she knows there. And then she's like, oh, what are you up to? And Eddie's like, oh, I'm going to watch this band over at the Ori. She's like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. So then her and Eddie just fucked off.
Oh, stole your date.
Yeah.
Aren't you missing a crucial piece of information as well?
What's that?
That you told Eddie that she was coming in to see you.
Oh, yeah, I did tell Eddie that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like Eddie's just like, oh, I'm doing this. It's like Eddie's explicitly been told that fucking this chick's coming to see you, and she's like, I'm going to cock block this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
My pussy now.
Yeah, they went to the Rogue, and Eddie had been out the night before till 7 a.m., drinking, went to a birthday party, went to the Rogue, drank some, went to an after party up till 7 a.m. and then bombed her tits off. So, yeah, it all works out.
Yeah, the universe really came around.
There's no resentment there whatsoever.
Yeah. So she had to suffer on stage and she'd make you suffer.
Yeah.
Kicking the can down the road.
Nah, I think she did me a favor, to be honest. The girl that I've been seeing is, she's pretty fucking nuts. I tend to have a type.
Yeah.
Yep. Luke saw her and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, what the fuck? He's like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, Ethan's chick? Yep. Checks out. Oh, fuck me. Anyway, she's crazy as a bag of cats. But
So you're seeing her again soon?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, Ethan's going to marry her.
Yeah. I'll wait until she messages me again.
Yeah, she's going to move in and I'll be like, oh, fuck, it starts again.
Here we go. Hopefully she doesn't own a bird.
If she owns a bird, she dies. We're still fucking bird shit in this house at the moment.
I am still cleaning up bird shit. I noticed the bag of fucking stuff that I got there somehow has bird shit on it.
What, your ex had a... Did your ex have a bird?
Had a parrot, yeah.
Oh, right. What did it say?
What did it say? It was like... It sounded like somebody was working at fucking Woolies all day. It was just like, and they were scanning groceries. Just like beep, beep, beep all fucking day. And then it would get excited and do a, like a higher pitched beep.
And then what did that sound like? What did that sound like?
Beep.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Adam this, loved it.
How did not beep or fucking?
Yeah, I don't know. I figured you'd been going to the improv classes, mate. I was like, this.
Yeah.
This
I'm going to do a parrot. Fucking, let's go. Yeah. No, it was fucked. And. Yeah, it was fucked. I don't like birds. They should be not in cages. They should be free to fly around.
What are you going to say? They should be on your plate, given the roast you're making at the moment.
It should be in my fucking zinger box.
Mm. Nice joke, mate.
We got any? We got any new material we're working on at the moment?
Hang on, we got a liver story.
Oh yeah, yeah. This
the liver king over here.
Fucking hell, what's happened to Liver King? He looks like shit these days. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, he's
like, you know, he's all his hair's falling out, no beard. He used to be jacked.
Yeah, just jacking off instead. Fucking
nice.
Yeah.
Good joke, mate.
He followed his diet. That's what happened. Sorry, Ronan.
That's all right. I'll get over it one day. Seeing this new chick and chatting to her during the week. It's like, what are you having for lunch? Because, you know, that's what you ask. And she showed me what she's having for lunch. And she's like, yeah, it's fucking chicken livers and salad and all that. And she's like, oh, they're delicious, easy to cook, fucking blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, well, I know they're very nutritious and all that. So I thought, fuck it, I'll grab some livers and see if they're actually tasty or whether they taste like fucking ass. So I cooked a couple of them. And if you've ever cooked livers, you've got to cut a bit of the liver away because some of it's shit. And then this was Thursday night and we're sitting out the back having a couple of drinks. And so the bits of the liver that I'd cut off, I just thought I'd throw them in the fucking the garden and the birds can eat them. And yeah, didn't think anything of it. Went away for the weekend and it was last weekend when it fucking hammered down rain all weekend. Came back Sunday, was going to throw some stuff on the line and the whole clothesline was just covered in fucking blowflies. And I was like, the fuck's going on here? And then I looked over and the plant next to the fucking clothesline is just covered with blowflies. And then I kind of followed it down to the source and there was just like a million fucking blowflies getting stuck into these pieces of rotting liver, which fucking stunk terribly. As you could imagine, fucking liver would smell when it's been out in the sun and the rain for fucking 3 days. Mm. So yeah, I had to dig up half of the garden and throw that into the bin.
And then that's what caused the flies.
Yeah. And then I just sprayed the plants with fucking AeroGuard to get rid of all the rest of the flies.
In Ethan's veggie garden.
Yeah. No, away from Ethan's veggie garden. I didn't do it where Ethan had
no,
the
you
veggies.
Just piss on the salad.
I don't piss on the salad.
You pissed on the salad one
no,
time.
No, I spat
you
on
piss
it.
On oh, the spat salad. On it.
I just was having a diary and I turned around and spat just in a general direction. He's like, are you spitting on my rock? And I was like, yeah, don't you fucking watch it anyway? Like
I do, but it's the principle.
It's what they call the Newcastle salad dressing, guys. Come on, Jesus Christ.
You know. No, that's jizz. You should see what I get up to when you're not here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Why do you think I haven't had any of your salad, dickhead? Like, you know, like.
He's tossing my tossing salad.
That's why Ronan's lost so much weight. He's been eating that salad.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck yeah.
Sort of nutritious. Yeah.
Yeah,
no. Cum lettuce.
I go and piss over in the corner where there's nothing. So, yeah. We do have a toilet, which I use sometimes as well. Yeah.
Ethan just spews in the middle of his backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't get very far this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you throw up?
What did I throw up?
No, what? No, 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 no. It's okay. No, no.
Boy,
why?
That's his trick.
Why? Oh, yeah, I just
what
like to
does,
spew.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
what
yeah.
he does.
Well, like bulimia, that kind of thing.
No, no. Just depression.
Cortisol, I believe it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, just trying to get my life together.
Yeah, he's just going through a rough time, you know. Spews.
Complaining about not being able to fucking keep weight on and then fucking living the bulimic lifestyle.
I kept most of it down, to be honest. It was only a little bit of mass gainer that ended up on the fucking grass this morning.
You're over 60 kilos now, mate.
I am. I'm fucking
big
killing
boy.
It. Yeah.
Nice one, man.
Big only boy. Another fucking 20 to go.
Did you get on creatine or something like that?
Yeah, it's got creatine in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the stuff you threw up?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I only threw up like a little chunk.
Okay. Nice.
But anyway.
He's not a savage, mate. He's just fucking dabbling in fucking bulimia and anorexia. So.
Yeah.
That's fine. You get to have the meal twice.
Yeah, if you catch it on the way out. Yeah, it's good.
Why don't you spew into a bucket so then you can just wash it back down?
I should. Jewish enough.
You can start your own channel. I'm sure you'll become a fucking influencer that way.
Mm.
This is called double digestion.
Have you seen that guy, Johnny Somali? He went over to Japan, got locked up for 90 days. So he's got like a live stream on Twitch.
Well, he was just streaming from jail, was he?
He just fucks with people. So he'll do like really disrespectful things in Japanese culture.
Oh my
pick
God.
Fights with people.
Or drop bombs on cities and stuff. Or
not quite that bad.
That's pretty disrespectful. Yeah.
Somali, so it's like, yeah.
Is he black?
He's the captain now, is he?
Yeah. He went over to Israel
and
sexually harassed a police officer over there. And they arrested him again, detained him, and then deported him.
Sounds like somebody that does stand up at the Stag every now and then. Fucking, I don't know who that could be, but sexually harasses people.
Anyone in particular?
Yeah, films
dickhead, you know.
He's black.
I wouldn't put past you to do blackface, so.
What the fuck? I'm like, wow. You wouldn't put it past you. Like,
yeah.
Really? Well, I wonder what you would put past me. Not much from the sounds of it.
Good jokes, probably. Good jokes. That's about it.
Yeah. Very good. Very good, Rona. Have a fucking lollipop with your Coca-Cola, dickhead.
Thank you.
So, Ronan, you written any new jokes this year?
This year?
I've been concentrating on crowd work, but I have written a few new jokes.
Have you?
Yeah. At the moment, I'm writing a bit about this guy that I work with. Started the other day, and the first thing he wanted to tell me was about his Harley Davidson.
Ah, yeah.
Because anybody that owns a Harley thinks that everybody loves Harleys, apparently, but fucking the only people that like Harleys are people that fucking ride Harleys, so, yeah. He's telling me about how it was getting tuned up. He's tuning it up. He's like, I got it tuned up type 1 and I'm going to get it tuned up type 2 soon. And I was like, I didn't know Harley's had diabetes, but fair enough. And then I just started to write a bit about, living next to a person that has a Harley and how much of a fucking pain in the dick it is. So, So especially if they start work early in the morning and you've got to let that fucking engine warm up to peak fuck and annoying everybody. So, 6 o'clock in the morning, you turn it on and then you go and cook a roast and play 3 games of Monopoly and fucking learn how to play the violin. And then by the time that's done, you're ready to go off and the whole street gets to fucking hear Harley time. Fucking happy days. So, yeah, obviously need some work, but that's where I'm starting from. That's my base.
Yeah, it's your base. Harley drivers.
Mm.
What about you, Ethan?
Yeah. Probably another suicide bit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I've got something. We'll see.
You're not going to talk about it, though?
No.
No. Keeping that one close to your chest.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I wanted to just mention, that if there's something about, most of the stuff that I've been working on is one-liners, and it's one-liners that I've been trying to tie together and that become, a bit. But, I'll see people that can do stories, and it's like, that's my point where I've, there's that thing about that alpaca. I even wrote a poem. It took me 40 minutes to write that. It doesn't – I can bash out poems quite easily. But, making a story, that theoretically for me should be a 3 or 4 minute bit, if I do it right. But it's I've tried it so many times, so many different ways to make it, and it's and it comes out as either it's wordy or it comes out as I look like a psychopath that was beating up some freaking
animal,
like mentally ill animal, which I was. That was
it landed animal versus a mentally ill animal.
It landed better because you were talking about it fucking you. You're like, it was like a battle not to get fucked.
Yeah.
So it's like animal cruelty is bad, but not as bad as rape. So it's like you had punchlines as well. That was like,
thanks, dude. Key. Thanks.
That was like, that was really what let me down that night.
Lack of punchlines.
Lack of punchlines on my behalf. Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. I was talking to you about it earlier. I'm trying to write a bit on like how like chicks will dress up to go to the gym and to look hot.
How do you know?
Because I went to the gym before they fucking banished me because I was too ugly. But like the whole idea of like saying it like, oh, you shouldn't go half naked to a gym and then like, having the crowd's going to turn on me and then be like, turn it back on them, turning the point around on them and stuff like that. But my theory is, and this is where the joke's going, is the women won't dress up to go to the gym for guys. Like they're not doing it for guys. In fact, they'd rather we weren't there. They're doing it for other women. And because they're doing it for other women will dress up as well. So I'm just the little gremlin who's caught in this fucking nuclear fucking arms race between two chicks doing squats at the gym. And that's where my joke's going anyway. Any ideas?
Don't. No, there's something there.
Yeah.
I liked the bit that you would, when you were building on it and you were saying like a gym for good looking people.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that's a gym part of it.
I think that's brilliant. Yeah. And like, and you'll get,
they already have a gym for ugly people. It's called Curves. Right.
I just like the idea of people cycling between the two gyms. Let's say I put on a stack of weight and they're like, yeah, we're revoking your membership. You've got to go to the other gym, yeah, you know, because, yeah, you know, you're not, yeah, you know, like,
you can't exercise your face, mate. So you're fucked anyway.
Yeah. You can get those jaw things.
Yeah, you can get
the jaw exercise.
Is that true or is that, yeah, just, is, yeah, that called, is a Z-box? Is that your jaw exercise?
There was a story I read where a guy got addicted to using it and it fucked up his face. Like it made his face look weird because he was using it all the time as a habit and the muscles in his face were growing, so he had this weird fucking blockhead. It's like, I can't stop
turning Korean.
Yeah.
Now they just need one to exercise to open your eyes. The Blink-O-Matic.
It's called the Brink-O-Matic.
Blink or Brink. Ah, yeah. It's Brink-O-Matic.
That's what annoyed me the other day at the cafe. They had that smoothie that's called Berry Delicious.
Yeah.
And it's just a berry smoothie. But yeah, it's like, if you're going to say Berry Delicious, you need to double down and say Berry Delicious. You're going to put that on your menu.
Yeah.
You can't half... have a half racist smoothie on your menu.
Yeah. You got to fully commit.
Yeah. Commit to the bit.
Yeah. I'm also writing another bit on like kids these days. Oh, bro, kids these days. Like how they're less independent now than when we were kids.
Mm.
And it's like the whole idea of like, yeah, we should bring the independence back. It's like, sure, we lost some kids, but it's like, yeah, we lost Billy, but now we know about Vans. So it evens out, you know? Survival of the fittest.
Mm.
I think it's been done before.
Probably, yeah. But where?
Pretty sure Bill Burr's done a bit about it. Basically, at one of the start of his specials.
Really?
Yeah, saying how hard it is for pedophiles now because kids are all trapped inside.
Oh, yeah, that's a different angle, though.
Mm. Yeah, that's the funny one.
Yeah, sure. It's probably good for the kids too, you know? Just like,
what, to not be abused? Yeah, 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 probably.
No, not to not be abused, to be abused. Because, you know, they're only fucking the hot ones. And, like, if you're a hot person, you don't really have any trauma in your life because it's all easy for you because you're a hot person.
Mm.
So, you know.
It's how the universe evens out.
Yeah, get taken down a couple of pegs.
Yeah.
Get fucked in a van. And then you'll want to learn to play the piano. I don't know. Cultivate a personality.
Well, is that so you can work on your fingering or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what got you into piano? Molestation?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to make it onto the TED Talk, is it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh well, that's the pod. We made it.
We've had enough. I think we need to do at least another 10 so that we can edit out some terrible.
No, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
this fine. This is sailing fucking close to the wind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That cigarette really did make me racist.
Yeah. That must have been why I got accused of probably about to do blackface. That was probably the...
Oh, no, it's just... No.
Oh, no.
It's written all over your
yeah.
face.
I do look like a white supremacist, yeah. I actually live with a black guy, actually. So, you know, you could probably...
You're an ally.
Most people just say...
No, I'm not. I'm about to get evicted, you know. That's
most people just say, I have a housemate, but it's good that... It's good that you specified, eh?
Every time you invite somebody around, it's like, have you met my housemate? By the way, he's black.
He gave me a pass.
No, it's very apparent when you see him, actually. Like, I generally don't need to, like, you know.
So every February, the fucking budget for boot polish went up, did it?
What the fuck? All right, that's a podcast.
How to not comedy. Like,
is that the guy that you brought to the club that time?
Yeah. The guy you were right. racially abusing. Yeah, that
I wasn't
dude.
Racially yeah. abusing. I was racially profiling. All right?
Oh, yeah.
He was there with his little fucking Asian bird, little hottie, and I was like, oh, are you his girlfriend and boyfriend? He's like, oh, they're like, no. I'm like, but he's a fucking, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, what do your parents think of that? Like, so like, oh, we haven't told my parents.
How does that jigsaw puzzle fit together?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, there was a couple of those jokes too.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure I've still got the set. I should put it online, but I'm lazy.
In fairness, I was giving him shit as well about being black when when I got up on stage too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't talk about my float yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Did a float tank yesterday. Fucking may or may not have been on other substances while doing it.
Like, such
and
as?
Afterwards, no comment. Afterwards, you get out and the room's like hot and steamy. And then Tanya farted. Dude, like a hot room. Like,
she hit you with a steamer.
Dude. And like there's like nice selling, like.
You
smelling.
Spent like an hour trying to like get out of your own body.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to fucking...
Mustard gas. Yeah, dude.
That brought you back to earth.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like... It was like there's all these like scented candles and stuff around it. And it just didn't improve. Like, I was like, it just made the fart even worse because of the scented candles.
Yeah.
What were the scents supposed to be?
It was like the lavender fucking, you know, the relaxation candle shit. Yeah. Yeah. But it just smelled like that in shit. Like, it was so bad. And I tried not to say anything because I was like, I don't want to feel fucking self-conscious right now. She's going to freak out and be paranoid when we open the door and it hits anyone who walks past and all of that stuff.
Fuck the poor staff that had to go in after that.
Oh, dude, I was so paranoid about that. I was like, oh, my God, it smells like someone's shit in there.
Just walk in with a fucking match and fucking...
Yeah, because it's like a fully sealed room. It's supposed to be like, no sound... No fucking light in there. And
no
just,
smell.
Dude, I was just like, holy fucking Christ.
What just happened to tea the night before?
Oh, fucking who knows? Who knows, man? It was rough. It was funny.
How haven't you done a bit? It just reminded me, Adam, of a fucking colostomy bag girl. Have you tried to do a bit about that?
Nah. I think I told the story at the pub. That's about as far as I got. I just don't think it'll be a likable bit.
Did she have a butthole?
Nah, she didn't. It was all stitched up.
Yeah. What a stitch up.
Holy shit. You went out with a chick with a colostomy bag?
I didn't go out with her.
He fucked her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam's a giver.
Oh, she had a stoma.
Yeah. I didn't fuck the stoma hole.
You didn't fuck the stoma hole?
No. One of your mates is a paramedic and he was telling me about somebody was fucking his missus in the stoma hole and it got all infected because they jizzed in the fucking stoma hole.
Oh, man.
Jizzed in a stoma hole.
Happens to the best of us. You know when you're fucking a stoma?
I can just see the doctor at like when they're going through the subjective and they're saying, so exactly what happened here on this
plane? What are you getting out of it? Like there's nothing... that you'd get out of it. Like, why?
You only get out what you put in.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking yeast infection.
Yeah.
So did the butthole still look like a butthole?
Oh, it was immaculate. It was the best butthole I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, yeah, but you couldn't spread it.
No.
I heard a story about a chick who was trying to give herself an enema in a bathtub with the...
Tub girl.
Yeah, with the, like, the fucking... The Turkey nozzle. Baster. And so she'd put herself up against the wall and then inserted the thing into her butthole and turned the tap on, but she slipped.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she slipped and ripped her guts out and then had to go to rush to hospital. And they've stitched her butthole up and gave her a stoma. And she woke up and her parents are there. Like, everyone's really worried. It was a medical emergency. And she's just there with the doctor. She's like, oh, did you sew my butthole? And like, yeah. She's like, I didn't give you permission to sew my butthole. And her parents are like right there. like unsew my butthole. It's like, why do you think I was in that situation in the first place? You can't. It's my favorite hole.
Fucking hell.
So having that conversation.
Spring cleaning gone wrong, is it?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, no, you can't have a butthole anymore.
You've lost your butthole license.
You've lost your butthole license.
Yeah, you need to do that as a bit, Ronan.
I think it'd have to be a no holds barred show thing.
Well, one of the holes is barred.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Bye.
Check us out for Is This Something on Wednesday, the 24th of April. And I don't think we booked for May yet, have we, Ethan?
8th of May is Show Us Your Bits.
Yeah, well, 24th, next day's Anzac Day, so you can come out and get on the terps.
Yeah.
Just make sure you make it a dawn service as well.
Yeah. It's not a real dawn service unless you're hungover anyway. That's what I found.
Yeah.
It's my experience from 10 years in the military.
From the sound of it, Eddie would have still been up from the night before, so she just goes all the way through.
Yeah, there's nothing better than being awake for when your hangover comes on. Like, oh. Anyway, that's us. Bye. Love yous.